Okay, welcome everybody. Good evening to our special Tehillim Shir at the Shochet home, pre-Tehillim Shir. So I guess it's appropriate and Bashir that I'm slotted to give the Shir tonight since we're not learning on Thursday. At the Yangas of Woodmere, Shir is partially cancelled, so we are learning here instead at the home of the Shochet family. So it's Parshas Vayishlach, and after 22 years, Yaakov Avinu finally makes it back to the land of Canaan. He escapes the wrath of Laban, who tries to catch him on his way out. He escapes the wrath of Esav, and he finally makes it back. And it's fascinating to consider the very first thing he does when he comes to Canaan. 22 years, he hasn't been home. What's the first thing he does? The Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yitches, Vayavol Yaakov Shalem Yerushchem. Yaakov comes complete, Shalem, Shalom, B'shleibus, to the land, to the city of Shechem, Eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. He comes from Padan Aram. He camps by the face of the city. What's the first thing he does? Does anybody know?
Hopes that he's
going to
be...
He what?
He hopes for peace and quiet.
That's in Vayeshev. That's next. Vayiken Eschalkas Hasada, from Cana. He buys the portion of the field where he pitched his tent from the hands of Bnei Chamar, the father of Shechem, for Mea Kesida. The first thing he does is he buys a portion of land in the city of Shechem. Specifically, the next pasuk tells us that he builds a Mizbech. Now, what is the significance of this piece of land that he just bought, which is in Shechem?
He gives it to Yosef.
What?
He gives it to Yosef.
He doesn't just give it to Yosef. It's Yosef's burial ground. The first thing he does when he comes back to Canaan is he buys a piece of land. And Bereishis Rabbah, in fact, Bereishis Rabbah teaches, he buys this portion of land where he pitched his tent. The Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yudin Bar Siman, Ze'achar Mishlosha Mekomo She'in Umot Ha'olam Yicholin Lehonot Et Yisrael. This is one of three places, this Medrash is so ironic, that the Umot Ha'olam cannot say to Knesset Yisrael, these are contested lands, Lomar, they cannot say, Gezulim Heim Biyarchem. These lands are stolen. What are the three pieces of land in Eretz Canaan, which is today Eretz Yisrael, that the Umos HaOlam cannot say, you stole our land? What's so ironic about this medrash is that these are the three most hotly contested pieces of land. Ma'aras HaMechpela, Beis HaMikdash Ukvura, so shall Yosef. What's so ironic? Is there any three more highly contested pieces of land that they say are not ours than these three? Ma'aras HaMachpelah, Dichsiv. How do you know that Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Because it says, Avram listened to Ephron, Perek Chav Gimel, and he weighed 400 silver pieces of shekel. Beis HaMikdash from Divrei HaYamim, David HaMelech paid Arnon for his threshing floor 600 gold shekels, and then he designated for the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, says the Medrash, Ukvura, so shall Yosef. And the burial place of Yosef. How do you know? He bought the portion of the burial piece of land, Yaakov bought Shechem. So we see the first thing he does when he comes back to Eretz Canaan after 22 years away is buys a portion of land. Whose land is it specifically? It's going to be the burial place for Yosef, the Ben Zukunim, the one that he loves more than any other. How do you prove? What is the proof that this becomes the place for burial for Yosef? The Pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, right at the end of Yoshua, Perachav Talet, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ves Atzmos Yosef, Asher Ha'alu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, the bones of Yosef that the children of Israel brought from Mitzrayim, Kavru B'Shechem, B'Chalkas Hasada, Asher Kana Yaakov, Me'es B'nei Chamar Avishchem, B'Me'a Kesita. In Sefer Yoshua at the end, when Yosef is buried, the pasuk exactly quotes this transaction. So we see the first thing he does is buy a place for Yosef's burial. The first thing he does is acquire a land. Now, interestingly, later in the parasha, who dies? Rachel. They're almost home. And it's hard for Rachel, she's giving birth. And it was when it becomes difficult for her when she's giving birth. The midwife says, don't worry, this is for you, a son. And vayihi b'tseis nafsha, as her soul is leaving, ki meso, she's dying. What does she call her son? Ben Oni, the son of my pain. V'aviv karal bin yamin, his father takes the pain in the name, Ben Oni, and changes to Ben Yamin, the son of my strength, the son of my right hand. V'tamas Rachel, v'tikaver b'derech Ephrasa, hi beis lechem. Rachel dies, she is buried where we know today, on the way to Ephras, beis lechem. V'yetzev Yaakov matzev al kvuraso, hi matzev es kvuras Rachel arayom. What is the next thing that Yaakov does? Not immediately following, but what does he do? This is in Perek Lamed Hey. He ensures proper kavur for Rachel. So an underlying theme here is, interestingly, the beloved wife is buried and he establishes the burial place, which is her burial place until this day. And the beloved son's burial place is prepared way in advance of when he would even be buried. And actually, the purchase of Shechem, burial place for Yosef, is the very first thing. If you look in the Pesukim, you'll see it. Amish, the first thing he does when he comes back to Eretz Canaan. What is the significance of where Rachel is buried? So the Rashi says on the Psukim in Yirmiyahu so beautifully, Rachel Mevaka Albanaha. The Medrash says, all the Avos and the Himahos went, the forefathers and foremothers, went to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time when the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael later on became corrupt and worshipped the Avodah Zarah. All the forefathers and foremothers went to appease the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he didn't listen. V'lo nitpayes, Hashem wasn't appeased by any of the forefathers or foremothers. Nichnasa Rachel, Rachel comes before God and she says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachamei mi meruvim, Rachamecho Rachamai. Who has greater mercy, God? Me or you, says Rachel Imeri. B'vadai heva elmer Rachamecho meruvim. Certainly you would say, your mercy is greater than my mercy. And what did I do? Ani hichnasti tzarati betoch beisi. I brought my rival into my home because Yaakov only worked for me. When I came to the chuppah, we put my sister in. And not only was I quiet, shamasarti la simanai, af ata, imichnisu banecha tzaratecha beveitecha. What did Rachel say? What's the argument, Ribbono Shel Olam? It's true the children brought avodah zarah into the heichal. It's true they have committed a trespass against you. But when my rival came into my home, I looked the other way. When my rival came into my home, not only was I quiet, but I gave her my simanim. So to you, Hashem. Shetok lahem. Don't say anything. Look the other way. Look, overlook the rival in your home. Amar la Hashem said, Yafel, amadat sane garya. Yesh tchar lepulateich. Good job, Rachel. And Hashem accepted her defense. You have put a good defense for your children. Yesh tchar lepulateich. There is a reward for your work. Ulitzid kateich. And for your righteousness that you gave your signs to your sister. Beautiful medrash, which teaches us that Kosh Baruch listened to the cries of Rachel Imenu. We know based on Sefer Yoshua and Medrash Bereishis Rabbah that we just quoted that the first thing Yaakov does is buy a portion in Shechem, specifically the burial of Yosef. Yaakov comes back and he's trying to establish a connection with the land. And we see that he is involved in burial. Couple more minutes. We see that he's involved in burial, both for the future for his beloved son and in the immediate present for his beloved wife. Salvechik is such a beautiful piece, such a beautiful machshava, such a beautiful thought. Rav Salvechik says, Avram asked Hashem, how will I know, b'ma eda ki irishana? By the Bris Bein Absarim, the only time we see Avram ask the question is by the covenant between the pieces. And what did Abram ask? B'ma eda ki irishana? Rav Salvechik explains he wasn't doubting God. He was saying, how do I know I'll be attached to the land? I left Ur Kasdim. I didn't have any attachment to Ur Kasdim. I left Haran. I had no attachment to Haran. How do I know that my children will be deeply connected to the land of Israel? And the Ribbono Shel Olam answers, you know why? You won't get the land immediately. You have to wait. Yadoa teida. You have to wait 400 years. And before you get it, you won't live in luxury. You won't be a free people until the grant will be finalized. Kigeri ezarecha beretz lo lahem. We will be strangers. Va'avadim. We will be slaves. Ve'inu osam. We will be tortured. We will be ill-treated in exile. And throughout the period, throughout the dark night of Galus, you'll have one dream, one vision, one aspiration, one hope. What will be the hope? To get back to this land, the Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. And after you come back to Eretz Yisrael, I assure you, you will be deeply in love with the land. An eternal love, not a friendship affair. Not a friendship affair, a love affair. And that's what we emphasize in the Goddesses of Salvation. But then how does he finish? He says, you know very well what after you lose so many young boys defending the land, you don't leave. Quote, you know what ties a person to the land? A grief. It ties us more than anything else to this land. You want to know how much you'll be involved in the land? You know very well you'll never be separated from the land. You'll always come back. There is no power in the world that can take you away once you take possession of the land for eternal rest for your loved ones. Fascinating. What did Avraham Avinu do? What is one of the portions of land that they cannot contest us over? Ma'aras HaMachpelah. There our foremother is buried. There is our deepest connection to land. What's the first thing Yaakov does? First thing. Why would you think the first thing you would do coming back to Canaan? Run home to father. The first thing, come down back to Canaan. Bow down to God. You brought me home. The first thing, be all of the regal. The first thing, he buys a portion of land as a burial place. Kavur Yisraelis for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael dedicated to Torah Yisrael. What happens when Rachel dies? Vayetiv mi'akum matzeva al kavur sohi kavuras Rachel ad hayom hazeh. And we still go there. We can't go so easily. Says the Rav, Avram wants to know, how will I be connected? Throughout the long night of Galus, says Hashem, one dream, one aspiration, one hope, one longing to come back to land. Because what ties us to land more than anything else? A grave. You will always come back to where these boys are buried. You always come back to where our forefathers and foremothers are buried. And with the very famous one-minute story, someone came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and he said that he was going to see or to daven by the kavarim of the gedolim. Rav Shlomo Zalman famously said, he pointed him to Har Herzl, and he said, why do you need to go to the gedolim right here? You have kedoshim mitaharim. Right here you can go daven. What ties us to the land is a grave. Who instituted that? Avraham Avinu, with the purchase of Chayi Sarah, Mar Samech Pela. And as soon as he comes back, Yaakov Avinu. So we should be zocha to the day we have Trias Amesim. And until that time, we should remember our one dream, one hope, one aspiration, one longing, to come back to the land that our forefathers purchased. Okay, ladies, besuras tovos. Thank you.